We know the pasuk says, with regards to a mitzayra, kol yemei asher hanega bo yitma tomehu bodod yeshev michutz lemachane moishavai. If you take a look at the Torah's koyanim on that pasuk, bodod yeshev, mitzayra has to be by himself. He doesn't just get sent out of machne shchina and Machne Leviyah, he gets sent out of Machne Yisrael as well. So the Teres Koyanim says, what does the word Badad mean? Levado Yeshev, he has to sit by himself. Ein li elo ze bilvad, says the Teres Koyanim, I would think that ze bilvad, minayin l'rabbis shar ha-minugoyin, how do you know that this is true for shar ha-minugoyin as well? Talmud loyma, tomei Badad Yeshev. So like many Teres Koyanim, it's a little sosom. What exactly the Ainli, Havamina, and the Maskana Talmud Loimar is. But Bodod Yeshev, Levado Yeshev. Ainli Elozebelvad. Minayin le Rabbis, Shara Minugoin. How do you know other Minugoin? Talmud Loimar Tomei? That what? Bodod Yeshev? He literally has to be by himself. So the Ravid in his Pirush on the Torah's Koinim says as follows. Nearly the Fize. I think this is the way you have to read the Torah's Kainim. Levado Yeshev. What the Torah's Kainim is coming to say is that a Mitzayra has to sit by himself. He should be like someone that's in Nidoy, someone that's in Cherim. Where it's Osir to sit in his Dalad Amois. And this is true even for other Mitzayroi. That a mitzayr is not allowed to be within the dalet amis of another mitzayr. Umikan lamdu chachamim shamitzayr kemenuda ukaavelhu keavel midechsev achulu, and it goes weiter. But says the Ravid, you want to know what the Teres Koyanim is trying to say? Bodod yeshev means levado yeshev, and the rabbi is even shara minugon. Then not only does he have to be by himself, but he can't even be together. He can't even be together with another Mitzayra. The truth is that there's a Gemara in Masechtas Pesachim Daf Samach Zayin Amar Aleph. The Gemara there also brings a brisa on this pasuk, Bodod Yeshev. Bodod Yeshev, says the Gemara, Levado Yeshev. He should sit by himself. Shalayu Tmeim Acherim Yoshvim Imay. What it means is that other Tmeim are not allowed to be with him. Now, if you look at Rashi on that Gemara, Rashi says like this. What does it mean, Tmeim Acherim? Kigoy. Zovin Utmeim Mesim. Zovin and Tmei Mesim are not allowed to be together with him. Lefi, Sheshiluchai Shal Mitzayra Chomer Mikulon. Because the Mitzayra, his Shiluach is more Chomer than the other Tmeim. He can't even be with the other Tmeim. Shehum Mishtaleh Chutz Gimel Machnes. In other words, the way Rashi explains, Bodod Yeshev, Levado Yeshev, Shalayu Tmei Macherim Yosh V'Nimoy, it means not other Mitzayra, it means other Tmeim. Kigoin Zovin Utmei Mesim. And the reason is because the Hilcha Shiluach Machnes of a Zovin and a Tamei Mes is different than the Hilcha Shiluach Machnes of a Mitzayra. The Zovin and the Tamei Mes have their Machnes that they have to be out of, but the Mitzayra has to be even further. He has to be Chutz L'Gimel Machnes. So that what does it mean? Shalayu Tmeim Acherim Yoishvimi, my Tmeim Acherim, other types of Tmeim, which is not the way the Ravid explained the Teres Koinim. The Ravid of Teres Koinim is saying is, Minayim L'Rabbi Sharam Minugon, that another Mitzayra is not allowed to be together with another Mitzayra. Rashi here in Psochim Samach Zayin Amar Aleph, it doesn't sound that way. In other words, it sounds like we have a little bit of a Chakira here. We know that the Mitzayra had to be Bodod Yeshev. He had to be by himself. Could another Mitzayra be with him or not? Could you have two Mitzayram together? Or could you not have two Mitzayram together? From the Torah's Koyanim, the way the Ravid explains it, it sounds like the answer to that question is no. From Rashi, Psochim, Samach, Zayin, Amar Aleph, Tmeim Acherim means different types of Tmeim. It sounds like the answer is yes. So Zokter Rogachov Agoyin. It's in Sofnes Panech, Alotayr, Pashas Tazria, on the Pasuk Bodod Yeshev, Michutz Lamachin and Moshavoy. So he says as follows, Bodod Yeshev, quotes the Teres Koinim, Ein li Elozeh Bilvad, Minayin l'Rabbis Sharam Menugon, Talmud Loimar Bodod Yeshev, and he brings the Lashon of the Ravid. Says the Sofnes Panech, Bekitzur Lashon, V'Nafkemina. What's the Nafkemina? Meaning, what's the Nafkemina? What's the Chiddush of this Teres Koinim? In Beis Mitzayram Mutarim, Leisha B'Vasachas. Ketum Mitzayram be together. V'ayim Brochis Daf Nun Dalit, V'Rashi Menochis Daf Tzadikeh, V'ayim Bava Basra Daf Chof Amir Alf. This is what the Rogachov said on this discussion whether two Mitzayram are allowed to sit together. So let's go backwards. What did the Rogachov mean when he said, I am Bava Basra Daf Chof Amir Alf? He meant our Gemara. The Gemara talked about Oivet Koichavim is able to be memayit bechaloin. And the Gemara's kasha was, how could it be memayit bechaloin? Shmuel said a memro that anytime something right now is being soysim bechaloin, but you know that it's not going to be there forever because you're at some point going to remove it. So the halach is, it's not memayit. So the Gemara's kasha was that l'chura, this nachri is kaif ha'azol. He's going to pick himself up and he's going to leave. So the Gemara said the kafas. It's talking about where he was tied down. But the Gemara said, asi chavri sharile. Why are you not concerned that his friend is going to come and he's going to untie him? So the Gemara says, b'mitzayra. It's talking about where this person was a mitzayra. Freit the Gemara, even if he's a mitzayra, asi mitzayra chavri sharile. Why are you not concerned that his friend, the mitzayra, is going to come take him back? Ella b'chavrushay malchus. Said the Ragat Shava. What did the Gemara mean when it said mitzayra? Oh, he's a mitzayra, you can't go near him. But the Gemara's follow up is, yeah, but another mitzayra can come. So he said, v'aysayz badad yeshev. Levada yeshev means only a mitzayra clappy someone that's not a mitzayra. Oh, but say mitzayraim, they're allowed to be together. Now the emes is, this is classic Rogachev in terms of the charifos, where he's learning this Torah's kayanim in sefalta mayin, but v'basrut avchof amir aleph, and l'chur, you have a raya from there that one mitzayra can come to the other mitzayra and untie him, v'aysayz the din of badad yeshev, it's not a problem. But for us mortals, the Rogachev is a little tzarech beer. Why? Because our Gemara clearly was talking about a mitzayra that's an oved kechavim. Right? The whole sugya mitchila started off with regards to an oved kechavim. And Rashi said the reason we're talking about an oved kechavim because the only time there's even a discussion and a conversation whether or not the person could be a chaytzeis is if he's not mekabel tumah, and people are mekabel tumah. Oh, the teretz is we're dealing with an oved kechavim, and an oved kechavim is nit mekabel tumah. Also, we're dealing with an oved kechavim. An oved kechavim is not subject to the laws of shiluach machnas. So, what does it mean then when the Gemara says he's a mitzayra? Not that you're not allowed to go near him, badad yeshev, but it means that no one's gonna want to go near him, and that the Gemara's teretz is a tzveit mitzayra doesn't have a problem. Why? He's gonna catch the machla hotashay. So, what difference does it make? Abelamaisa, the charufis of the ragach. And the Tzushtel is mamish fire. But I'll tell you something interesting. He had three marmakoymas, the Rogachev, right? He said, I am brochis nun dalit, Rashi menochis sadike, and bava basra dafcha. So what's brochis nun dalit? It was last week's parsha. In last week's parsha, at the end of the parsha, chukas, so the Torah talks about the Yidden traveling in the Midbar. Vayisu b'nei Yisrael, vayachnu b'oivois, vayisu mei oivois, vayachnu b'iyei ho'avorim, b'midbar ashal p'nei moi, b'mizrach ha'shomesh. Misham naso, vayachnu b'nachal zored. Misham naso, vayachnu me'ever arnoin, asheba midbar, hayoitze migvula amoyri, ki arnoin gvul moyo bein moyo v'beinu amoyri. So these are some of the more obscure psukim in the Torah. And the Yidden are traveling through the Midbar, and they're in the general vicinity of Moyov and Moiri, says the Pasuk. Al kein ye yomar, besefer milchamois Hashem, es vohev besufa, ve es hanecholim arnoin, ve eshet hanecholim ashe noto lesheves or ve nishon legvul Moyov. So what does this even mean? Pshutei shal mikra. The Yidden are traveling, they're in the neighborhood of Moyov and Amoiri, and all of a sudden, Al kein ye yomar, besefer milchamois Hashem, es vohev besufa, ve es hanecholim arnoin, ve eshet hanecholim ashe noto lesheves or ve nishon legvul Moyov. Taich. So zok rash. Al kein ye yomar, al chaniya zu, with regards to this chaniya, v'nisim shenasuba, and the incredible miracles that happened to the Yidden during this chaniya, yeyomar b'sefer milchamis Hashem. So Grashi, kishe misaprim nisim shenasu lavo yisenu, when we're going to tell the miracles that happened to the Yidden that were in the Midbar when they left Mitzrayim, Yisapru, they're also going to talk about these miracles. As vohev v'goymer. So what does this mean, as vohev? So here we have a koloymer, Rashi. Koloymer. Es ashe yohav lohem v'hir benisim b'yamsuf. Reading weiter. K'shem shemisaprim benisei yamsuf. Kach yesh lesaper benisei nachle arnoin sha'av kan nasu nisim g'doylem. Half of a fellow. You have a pasuk in the Torah, the way Rashi understands it, that there were certain miracles that happened to the Yidden when they were in the Midbar. Miracles that today, I believe, are a footnote in Jewish history. Hagam the psukim in the Torah, so that if you're Mava Sedra, every single week, you say it twice with the Targum, right? But at the same time, it's not something I think most people are even aware of. But these miracles were so phenomenal and they were so fantastic and they're so grandiose and so critical that Kishem Esaprim Nisim Shenasu Lavisein Uzok Rashi Kishem Esaprim Ben Nisei Yamsuf Kach yesh lesaper benisei nachle arnon. Sha'afka nasu nisim gedoilim. So the nisim of the Yom Tov we say every day. As Yashem Moshe. But here we have other miracles that we have a responsibility, have an obligation to pasuk in the Torah, that this is something that we have a chiyuv to talk about. So what were these miracles? What exactly happened to the Yidden in this context that is such a big deal? So in the next Rashi says as follows. Rashi says, in this whole area where Moav and Amori was, there were very, very large mountains. And there was a valley that went in between these two mountains, but it was very, very narrow. It was very narrow because the mountains were so close to each other. In fact, Rashi says, how close? Adam oimed al ahar mizeh. I have my shtender on this mountain, you have your shtender on that mountain, and we can learn together b'chavrusa. That's how close these two mountains were. And there was a path that went in between these two mountains. So the Amiram said, then when the Yidden are going to go inside the Nachal to go towards Eretz Yisrael, we're going to come out of caves that were inside these mountains, and we're going to kill them. So they were literally waiting to ambush the Yidden to try to get them. Chitzim, Avnei Blisteroyz, they're all stationed, and they're waiting for the Yidden to come through these mountains. The geography of it is literally set to perfection. They have a clear shot, and they're going to come after the Yidden. V'hoyu oisem hanekom b'har shel tzad moyav u'b'har shel tzad amayiron hoyu kineged oisem nekom kimin kronis. Rashi is so mayrich in the way he explains it. Either way, kimin shebo Yisrael la'aver, as soon as the Yidden came through, nizdaza ahar shel Eretz Yisrael, the mountain started to shake, kishivcha hayoytzeis lahavku pnei gvirta, like a shivcha that's running to be mekabel her master. V'niskariv letzad ahar shel moyav, the two mountains picked themselves up, they went to each other, v'nichnesu oisem hashadayim l'toich oisem nekom, the Hargum, and all the people that were there ended up dying. And this was an incredible miracle, and the Yid has a responsibility and an obligation to talk about this miracle. How much so? Literally, mamish, like the miracle of the Yom Tov. And that's Esvohev Besufa. What does Esvohev Besufa mean? Koloimar. Es asher yoav lohem v'hir benisim v'yam sof. Vohev is Milosh and Yohav, to give. Besufa is Milosh and Yamsuf. And just like the Yidden got miracles by the Yamsuf, and we talk about these miracles, Shoneimo, so too we're supposed to be Mesaper as it relates to these incredible miracles. Now the emphasis is like this. This Rashi and this whole story is mentioned in a Gemara. It's a Gemara Masechtas Brachas, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. But if you look at the Gemara in Aveinik, it's Beshinui Ktsas. It's not exactly the way Rashi is quoting it. So Rashi has his version of the story, but this version is not mamish, the Messiah that we have based on the Talmud Bavli in Perek Haroyim, Masechtas Brachos, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. Just one kinach. We're not going to go through the whole story as it's mentioned here. Al ken yoyomer b'sefer melchamos Hashem, esvoy besufa. Ton. Esvoy besufa, shnei mitzayram hoyo. They were two mitzayram. Esvoy besufa are the names of people. One's name was Es, and the other one's name is Hev. And they were besufa, they were besoif. They were at the end of Klal Yisrael. And the reason is because the Yidden were traveling, and they're all the way in the back. The reason that they're all the way in the back is because they're a Metzairah. And the Metzairahim have to be Chutz Lamachna. So it's for that reason that these two Metzairahim were all the way in the back. Either way, the story, the way the Gemara tells it is that the Yidden traveled through, and the two mountains came together. And because the mountains came together, so therefore the Yidden, all the Amirah, all the people that were there ended up getting... If everyone can please mute. All the Amirah ended up getting killed, but the Yidden didn't even know about it. The only ones that knew about it were the two Mitzayram that were in the back. And the reason is because the miracle that happened before the Yidden came. So when the Yidden came, the areas were flat. They didn't even know there were mountains were there. But what happened was after the Yidden passed through, then all of a sudden the mountains reemerged. And when the mountains reemerged, the blood of all these Amiram that were killed all of a sudden emerged. And the only ones that saw the blood was Es and Hev. They were the ones that saw it, these two chevra. And because they're the only ones that saw it, so therefore they were the ones that were megala to everyone what took place. And that's the esvoy besufa, right? They were the ones that saw it. It's interesting because we compare this to the Yamsuf, right? By the Yamsuf, it was Rasa Shifcha Bayam. Over here, it was Rao Shnei Amitzayron. They saw this great miracle and they were the ones who told it. You don't even realize what just happened, right? Sometimes Hashem's performing miracles and we're not even aware of the miracles. These two Mitzayron, they were all the way in the back. They were Chutz Lamachat. They were the ones that were able to come to tell the Yidden. But the bottom line is, says the Rokhid Shavah Goyim, coming full circle over here. And that is, he says, that from the Torah's Goyim, it's Mavur that what? It's Mavur that two Mitzayron are not allowed to be together. Which is a little bit of a chiddush. In fact, Ayin Rashi Psochim Samech Zayin Amad Aleph says the Rogachov, you want Mar Mekoynes on whether or not two Mitzayron are allowed to be together? Ayin Brochus Daf Nun Dalet. What's Brochus Daf Nun Dalet? Ace and Have. These two Mitzayron, they were together. And being that they were together, oh, so you see, two Mitzayron can be together. He says, take a look at Rashi Menoches Daf Tzadike. Over there, Rashi quotes this Gemara in Brachis Daf Nun Dalet, so it's also about these two Mitzayron. I'm Bava Basra Daf Chafam and Aleph, and take a look in Bava Basra Daf Chafam and Aleph. It's interesting that if you have the Mechon Ofek Teres Koyanim, so on the bottom there's a footnote. It's footnote 19 Daf Kuf Nun Beis in Chelik Heivav. A whole arichos of different Mar Mekoymus as relates to this Shiloh. A Mitzayra had to be bothered Yeshnev. But could he be together with another Mitzayra, or could he not be together with another Mitzayra? Another Maramakim is in Shailos Teshuvah Sin LeNefesh Chaya. That's from Zev Wolf Leiter, the great Sinai of Pittsburgh. And in Simin Lamed Aleph, he too has a tremendous arichos on this topic. His arichos actually comes from a very interesting place. The Shoyal asked the Makasha, you know what the Gemara says, that Oini is Choshev Kemisa. It's Lashon HaGemara Dav Zayin Amid. Based in Masechtas Nedarim. How do we know it? We know because the Gemara says Kimesu Kala Anoshim regarding Dasav and Avirim. They both died, and we know they didn't really die because they were going to be around for a long time. So what does it mean Kimesu Kala Anoshim Ha'ela? What it means is that they lost their money. So the Ran Kedarke Bakoidesh has a whole arichos, and the Ran says that we know there's Dalut Chshuvim Kimes. So if there's Dalut Chshuvim Kimes, so how do you know that Kimesu Kala Anoshim, which doesn't mean that they physically died, means that they lost their money. Maybe it means one of the other Dalut that are Chshuvim Kimes. So the Ran goes through systematically and methodically each one of the Dalit, and he proves that it can't be. He says it can't be that they were a Mitzayra, and the reason it can't be that they were a Mitzayra is because you find that the Besoich B'nei Bekerev Kol Yisrael, the Pasuk says, and a Mitzayra has to be sent Chutz L'Gimel Machnas. So the Maratzchias on this Gemara asks Akasha, he says, Tzorech in Godel, he says, Yad HaHavamina that Tosav and Avirim Mitzayra? The story happened before Matan Torah, right? Some Parsha Shmois, and a Mitzayr Lefnei Adibur Zayin Matam Benagon. Everybody knows that. So he says a Chiddush that maybe even though Mitzayr Lefnei Adibur was not Matam Benagon, but could be there was still a din of Shiluach Gimel Machnas. Either way, middle of this piece, he says as follows: Avol Einin Shiluach Chutz LeGimel Machnas, the Kaimel on Bodod Yeshev Sheino Yoshev Afim Shar Mitzayroim Roinu Sheino Negel in Yonei Tuma. ... So the Shoyel picked up on this one line of the Maratzchias, that in the middle of a shtickel, you say this thing is shtickel, not for now, but in the middle of the shtickel, he throws in that what does it mean, Bodad Yeshev, She'ena Yoshev, Afim Shan Mitzayron. So he asked Reb Zev Wolf Leiter, where did the Maratzchias get this? And Kedarka Bakoydish, he throws out Marumokim after Marumokim after Marumokim, as it relates to this whole Indian. There's Kayanim, that's obviously where it starts, but there's Ravid, Vichule, Vichule. Another one of the great Sinais that has a whole Arichas on this is Reb David Yoel Weiss. And this is in Megadim Chadashim, it's in Parshas Tazria. It's on the Pasuk, Bodod Yeshev, Michutz Lemachne Moshavai, Ayin Sham, where he's Mefalful, and he has beautiful, beautiful Marumokimus. One of the Marumokimus that he brings is from a Sefer called Melitze Esh. And it's Erech Hagoyin Rabbi Yaakov Halperin. And in this Sefer Melitze Esh, which apparently is a likud about different Goyinim, so it brings one vart that he said. So this Yid Rabbi Yaakov Halperin, Sefsois of you, Doivois Bekever, just say over his vart. He said the following. He said that Iyuv said, Miyitein Eifai V'yikosfum Milai, Miyitein B'Sefer V'yuchaku. Sounds familiar? The Gemara brought this pasuk in last week's Daf Yomi when we were learning all about Iyuv. So he said, what did Iyuv mean? Miyitein Eifai V'yikosfum Milai, Miyitein B'Sefer V'yuchaku. So he said, the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, that two people that are sitting and learning Torah, Shechina Imah. U'minayim Shafilu Echad. Hey, no, even if one person is sitting and learning Torah, Shechina's with him. So the Gemara brings a pasuk for that. So the Gemara asks, Akashu Mi'achad Afilu Chad, Shrei Mi'baya. Two people that are sitting and learning, right, it goes even more. 10, 5, 3, 2, 1. If two people are learning Torah, Shekhinah is with him. Even if one person is learning Torah, the Shekhinah is with him. Now, if one has the Shekhinah, then two for sure have the Shekhinah. And for the Gemara, Trey michtavan milayu, b'seifa zechroinus. Chad loy michtav milayu, b'seifa zechroinus. If one person is learning, so the Eibishter is there. But his chiddush that he says is not going to be written down. But if two people are sitting and learning together, then it's going to be yichtavu milayo. So he said like this, that we learned that Eev was a mitzayra. And we know a mitzayra is bodod yeshev. He has to be levadai. And what does it mean he has to be levadai? So this is Rav David Yoel Weishlitus Bekias. He added to that, that even shnei mitzayroim are asurin leishnev yachad, based on this Torah's kainim. If that's the case, Eev was able to learn, but he was an echad sheyoshev oisik b'teira. He can never be a shnayim. If he can never be a shnayim, he can never be zoicha to what? Trei michtav milayu b'sneifa azachroinus. Lochein espalol Eiv. So Eiv said a tefilo sheyisrapa mitzaratoi v'yochel lasik b'teirim chaveroi. And what's going to happen if he does that? V'ayudeze yikosven milay. So he said, miyitein eifoi v'yikosven milay. He says, who's going to give me? He said, I want to be healed from being a mitzayro. Why I don't want to be a mitzvah because I'm alone. What does it mean I'm alone? I don't have a chavrusa. And if I don't have a chavrusa, I can't be zoicha that my chiddush is going to be written down. So he said, either way, this is a fascinating topic and a fascinating discussion. We know the mitzvah had to be bada. He had to be levada. Could he be with another mitzvah? Could he not be with another mitzvah? So this is already something that all the Sinais had a lot of fun with. There's a whole bunch of different marmakoymas, softness panech, Parshas Tazria on that pasuk. What does it have to do with our sugya? Because kedarkei b'kodesh, the Rogachov Goyin said, "Ayin bava basra davchaf av an aleph." What state the bava basra davchaf av an aleph? That a mitzayra who's blocking a window and he's tied down. And the question is he there to stay, or maybe at some point someone's going to take him to go? Well, the Gemara said, if he's a mitzayra, you can't take him. I says, no, it's not true. Another mitzayra could take him. Said the Rogachov, oh, you see, there's an Indian of Shnei Mitzayram. By the way, the big kasha on this is, there's a haftaira of the Arba Mitzayram, right? What happened to the Arba Mitzayram? And even the Rogachov, Birov Charifusa, he didn't even mention that as a Maramokim. That's something that all the Sinais talk about, and we'll stop here.